So hello, 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 and a massive hello to everybody. Hope everybody's having a great day wherever you are, whatever you may be doing. 13th of April, 2021. So what's going on here? Well, basically, everybody's going to be waiting to see what the CPI print comes in at today. You know, we do have some other data. We also have a 30-year bond auction, so we'll have to see what happens. I think the focus here is that, you know, there are times like this where you just have to be patient, right? Unless you're trying to be tactical inside a smaller range. There's just not that much to do here, right? Likely the best trade on the board may be something you're already in and it's just grinding higher or lower. But really, in terms of new opportunities, there's not that much going on here as we have this kind of OPEX drift going on. Now, it will be interesting to see as we start to get the bank earnings coming in, but really things will probably get a lot more interesting once we start to get all the tech earnings, because that's where we may get those overnight dislocations or, you know, opportunity to play. If you go back on the blog and essentially if you look at the most recent charts we posted, you know, whether that's ZN's, GC, the DXY, Euro, RTY, etc., you know, or even crude that's still pinned at that 60 mark, not a lot's going on. You know, Forex is sleeping. You've got a Swissie stuck around that 93, Euro stuck closer to that 120, Yen kind of hovering around that 109. Again, crude stuck at that 60. Gold pegged pretty much at 1750 inside that 1800, 1700 range. And you've got, you know, some of the equity markets grinding higher on lower volume. Again, there's just not that much to do. So it's important to understand where you have edge and when, you know, most people are likely just waiting and seeing for the next catalyst, right? And you can see this by the volume. You know, it's very unlikely that anybody who is flat here on any specific asset decides, okay, this is, you know, ahead of OPEX, ahead of bank earnings, ahead of tech earnings, this is where I'm going to come in and express a huge bet on the dollar, on stocks, or on crude, right? We likely need to get some kind of catalyst. So don't be afraid to sit back when we're hovering on these ranges and let the market come to you, or at least wait for it to start moving or some more participation in there, okay? Wishing everyone an awesome day ahead. Oh, by the way, before I forget, probably tomorrow or the day after tomorrow, I will be doing the usual monthly ask me anything session, or just go through the charts. So a heads up on I'll post a reminder or a link to the webinar room probably 30 minutes ahead of time here on the blog and possibly on Twitter too. So make sure you keep an eye on that if you're interested in attending live. If not, the recording will be available on YouTube and on the blog. Wishing everybody an awesome day ahead. All the best. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.